On Saturday, 4th of June, Benedict XVI arrives in Croatia's capital, Zagreb, for a weekend visit. Tracy McClure is currently in Croatia awaiting the Pope's arrival. Before leaving Rome, I asked her why the Pope is visiting Croatia.
Well, he's going for several reasons. I suppose the most important reason would be he's going to celebrate the first National Catholic Families Day in Zagreb. Now, as you said, it's the 4th and 5th of June. The motto of this trip is Together in Christ. It's really a call to overcome the political, the social, and even the wartime differences in that region of the world in the name of Christ. Now, it's going to be the Pope's 19th apostolic visit abroad. It's his 13th in a European country. And if you include his upcoming visit to Berlin in September, he will have visited four countries of the former Eastern Communist bloc by the end of this year. He has traveled previously, of course, to the Czech Republic and to Poland. It is the Pope's first visit to Croatia as Pope, but he has been there before as Cardinal. He'll be staying both Saturday and Sunday in the capital, Zagreb. So it really is a simple trip located in just one city, but it's one full of meaning for the Croatian people spiritually, but also on a national level. This year, Croatia is celebrating its 20th anniversary of independence. You'll remember, Veronica, that Croatia declared independence in 1991 at the start of a vicious war that broke up the former Yugoslav Republic.
Now, it went on a long time, from 91 to 95.
That's right.
War of independence from Yugoslavia.
But you'll have to remember, too, that Pope John Paul II, now blessed Pope John Paul, was instrumental in obtaining international recognition for the new state of Croatia. The Holy See, of course, was the first to recognize its national identity, and the Croatian people really appreciate that fact. But going back to the reasons of this trip, as I was saying, pastoral is one of the primary importance, the primary reasons for this trip. Some call Croatia Europe's most Catholic country. In fact, 90%, almost 90% of Croatians are Catholic.
It's a tiny country, isn't it? It's about 4 million people.
4.4 million. And as I said before, they're going to be celebrating their first National Day for Croatian Catholic Families on Sunday. And the Pope here is expected to urge them to strengthen their ties to the church. Only 20 or 30% of Catholics go to church on Sundays, and even fewer in the bigger cities. So the Pope is expected to urge them to sort of strengthen their ties to the church and to their faith as they get closer also to becoming full members of the European Union. Now, Croatia, about 6 years ago, started this process of negotiating for EU accession. It's been a long, lengthy process, and it seems that it might come to conclusion this summer, actually. So this is also an important occasion, Pope Benedict being there ahead of the end of the accession process. And if it goes through, they could become a full-fledged member of the European Union by the year 2013. So let's take a couple of looks at some of the highlights, I guess, of this trip.
What are the highlights?
Well, there's going to be a very big prayer vigil, of course, aside from the National Family Day celebration of Mass on Sunday. There's going to be a prayer vigil for young people and vespers with religious in the cathedral, where the Pope will also take a moment to pray at the tomb of Blessed Cardinal Aloysius Stepinac. Now, he headed Croatia's Catholic Church during World War II and is seen by the church as a martyr for standing up to the communist regime and to Nazism. And he was beatified by Pope John Paul II in his 1998 visit to Croatia.
Pope John Paul went to Croatia 3 times, and you actually went on one of these trips, didn't you?
I did.
But not to Zagreb, though.
No. In fact, I went on the trip in 2003. That was his 100th Jubilee trip abroad, and it was to Croatia. And I met before leaving for Zagreb, I met with the Croatian ambassador to the Holy See, who told me that the Croatians really appreciated that fact as well, the fact that the Pope chose to have his 100th trip there to Croatia. Well, of course, the first trip by Pope John Paul was in 1994, and that moment was really quite important for Croatia. It was in the middle of the war. One quarter of the country was still occupied at that time, and the war front was only 40 miles from where Pope John Paul held Mass in Zagreb's Hippodrome, which is where Pope Benedict will be celebrating Mass on Sunday. Of course, Pope John Paul also went in 1998. He went to Croatia's biggest Marian shrine, Maria Bistrica, and he beatified Cardinal Stepinac, who, as we said before, was a victim of communism. On that third visit, the one I was on in 2003, the Pope visited the cities on the Adriatic coast. And so with all of those three
very
trips...
Very famous Adriatic coast touristic reasons.
Of course. You have Dubrovnik, you have Zadar, Rijeka, these areas, these cities, which
really
are so...
popular seaside resorts.
Exactly, for tourists. So with all of those three trips, the Pope had visited all the most important regions of the country.
Well, thank you very much. You'll find a very different Croatia to last time, won't you?
I certainly will. And, you know, I was reading just before coming into studio with you, Cardinal Vinko Pulic of Sarajevo actually was speaking recently to Croatian media, and he said that he was happy that Benedict is coming to Croatia for the first time as Pope. And he said that he thinks that the arrival of the Pope will be a meaningful message for the Croatian nation, whether in Croatia or in Bosnia and Herzegovina. He was particularly grateful that the celebration of Family Day was chosen. And he said, I think this is a very positive reality, meaning about the family in Croatia, which, he said, though, the people of Croatia do not appreciate sufficiently. And he was also calling on people to be more optimistic, more joyful in their outlook for this visit. Apparently, there have been a lot of problems in the media looking with a very negative tone towards this visit. And so he was saying, basically, that he was hoping that the media would genuinely bring something positive into a climate which is fairly wearing. He said, so we need something that will bring joy. So we certainly hope that Pope Benedict will be bringing, and I know he will be bringing, this message of hope and joy.